Lakers 34, USA nothing. 2-point for conversion still on its way.
Nice run there by Taylor Cady as he comes from that right side around the quarterback to the left side. Sees an opening between the tackle and guard and takes it and plows his way into the end zone for his first score of the night. And as Clark mentioned, 5 seconds into the fourth quarter, Lakers go out to a commanding 34-0 lead.
2-point conversion, here we go. Wisner's under center. Behind him, Kretschmer again. Man in motion. Benetti, he gets the handoff. He's trying to go. Blue jerseys all around him. Gets across. The football crosses the plane. 2-point conversion is good. As smooth as some rich Corinthian leather. It's 11:55 left in the fourth. It's 36-0. Lakers leading USA. A running clock situation right here on the WLEW Sports Network.
Okay, boys. Football's like life. Get in the game.
Frank, why are you talking to the possums?
Sally, I'm like the Vince Lombardi of possums. I'm putting together a team, and we're going to play against the local teams down the road. And we're going to win.
Frank, I think you've played with your helmet off too many times.
Nah, Sally. It's all about being the best. You got to be strong to play. And I got to get them possums in shape.
Okay, Frank. So football is like banking. You've got to be at your best at all times. You cannot let your guard down. Always staying on top of security and safety. Always encouraging the team to do their best off the field and on. I never realized how much football was like our local bank, Bayport State Bank. They must practice a lot.
Well, Sally, I would say Bayport State Bank strives to score a touchdown with every customer.
Ah, Frank, I'll let you run interference for me anytime.
Bayport State Bank invites you to join them at all the local homecoming games. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Lakers strikes again. 5 seconds into the fourth quarter. 11:55 left in regulation. It's 36-0. Lakers leading. And the kickoff is brought into the 25-yard line. USA gets it out to about the 30-yard line. Hunter Bowen with a 5-yard return. First and 10 for the Patriots. Running clock situation. Only thing that stops at this point are penalties, timeouts, and touchdowns. They'll start this drive at the 35-yard line.
Looks like they got the ball spotted, Clark, at the 31-yard line to
Excuse
start this
me,
drive.
I apologize.
It's okay. I think they moved the spot on you.
I think so.
It couldn't have been you.
No, it's definitely not me.
Micah Kramer and company come under center, and you guessed it, the wing tee offense.
Three men in the backfield. Kramer is under center. Right to left across your radio are the Navy home uniforms of USA, currently being shut out. It's a handoff up the middle to about the 35-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. Out of the bottom of that pile would be number 30, Alan Rabin.
Alan Rabin on that carry for the Patriots. Brought down by James Dube and Preston Warren.
Looks like number 20, James Dube's in on the tackle, along with multiple other Laker defenders.
Back to pass. Micah Kramer completes it out to about the 37-yard line to Josh Lang. Out for about 4 yards, brought down by James Dubes of Lakers. 10.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Third down and 4 to go for the USA Patriots.
James Dubes makes back-to-back tackles there for the Laker defense. Looks like Brennan Wisner, Clark, I think has taken his helmet off. He's checked out of this game. No longer playing defense, at least.
Currently, it's Lakers with 19 first downs. USA with 3. Third down, 4 to go for the Patriots at their own 38-yard line. Handoff up the middle. Looks like they do have the first down across the 40, out to about the 42. Alan Rabin starting to find some running room inside those gaps brought down by James Dubes of the Lakers. First down, move the chains for the red, white, and blue.
Yeah, it's 4 first downs in the game, 1.25, Clark, just not enough. It's kind of the story of the game. Really no turnovers, some penalties both ways, but at the end of the day, Lakers found a way to move the football when USA couldn't.
First and 10 for the Patriots, 43-yard line. Right to left crosser radio, receiver wide each way. Throw set in the backfield. Kramer under center, rolling to his left, looking to pass. lets it fly into Brennan Prime. He catches it, but a white jersey is there to bring him down. Red as soon as he caught it. Brennan Prime, no gain in the play as number 26, Corey Minetti, was there to stop him for no gain.
Yeah, he wanted Hunter Bone on the deep post route. Troy Chappell, though, the junior defensive back for Lakers, stride for stride with Hunter Bone, nowhere to go. So Micah Kramer dumps it off to his safety outlet, Brennan Prime, who reels in the catch, but only maybe a half a yard gain at most.
Second down and nine. USA's offense is methodical as an English watchmaker. Kramer hands it off. Coming around the left end would be Josh Lang. Breaks free of his first tackle. Lowers the shoulder. Gets across the 45-yard line out to about the 46-yard line where they say forward progress is stopped. Brought down by number 8, Jake Kretschmer, the linebacker for the Lakers.
And Jake Kretschmer amongst 5 or 6 other Laker defenders in on that play. The defense just swarming to the football. This defense has been definitely district regional championship worthy, and maybe more for Lakers if they can play football like this.
Third down, 7 to go for the Patriots. 8 minutes remain in the fourth quarter. Running clock, 36-0 Lakers. USA with 4 first downs so far in this ballgame. Micah Kramer keeps it for himself, pitches it out to Hunter Bone. Coming around the right end, he has the first down, cuts back in at the 45-yard line of Lakers, and moves the chains again. Brought down by James Dubes in the secondary. Nice little run and play for the USA Patriot offense. Find some breathing room finally in the waning moments of this ballgame.
Yeah, Hunter Bone with an impressive run there. One of his best runs of the day by far, and a first down for USA, a much needed one at that. Looks like Morris gets a 60-yard touchdown run. They're down 6 points, 30-24 with 9.5 to go.
First and 10, Kramer rolling to his left to pass. Sweeps out of the pocket. Nothing there. Going to have to keep it for himself. He runs to about the 40-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by the Laker defense. Number 21, Andrew Siegfried, chases him down after only about a 4-yard gain. And the clock continues to roll. Running clock, 36-0. They're actually going to spot him down after a 5-yard gain. Second down and 5 at the 39-yard line of Laker territory.
Yeah, those are impressive runs, though. I know they're only a 4-yard gain, but it's a play where they had designed to throw the football, run to the outside. None of it was all there. Micah Kramer single-handedly finds a way to get to the sideline and turn nothing into 4 yards. Looks like Deckerville, Kenton Bauerman finds the end zone on a 21-yard touchdown run. Deckerville leads Flint International 36-28 late in the third quarter.
Kramer under center. Hands this off to Allen Rabin. Across the 35-yard line out to about the 34. And looks like he does have the first down. And just enough, looks like about by a half a yard. A 6-yard gain for Allen Rabin. Move the chains for USA. What's most intriguing, Dave, here is the side judge. Keeps taking his shoe off after every play. He quite can't get it to fit. Not sure what's going on here. First and 10. That tells you the stage of game we're here, Dave.
I'm not sure what he's doing, but I'm going to keep an eye on it. Maybe our sideline guy there can help us out.
Yeah, Chip Birch from the Huron Daily Tribune has been keeping us company for the past 2 weeks. Kramer down to pass and is caught.
Touchdown.
Into the hands. Brendan Prime. Touchdown. Micah Kramer throws the pass on it like a sonnet, and it catches Brendan Prime in stride. And the Patriots are on the board. 5:27 left in the fourth quarter. It's now Lakers 36, USA with 6, two-point conversion upcoming.
That's a play that USA could have had a little more often throughout this game. Brennan Prime is by far the best receiver that USA has when it comes to height and everything else. And he's one-on-one coverage with Troy Chappell. And Troy Chappell's played a very good game today, but he is definitely about sacrificing about 6 inches of height to Brennan Prime, and he perfect throw from Micah Kramer right over the top, out of the reach of the extended arms of Troy Chappell, into the breadbasket of Brennan Prime, who reels it in and strolls into the end zone the rest of the way. Beautiful throw and catch from Micah Kramer to Brennan Prime.
He rolls to his right this time, a receiver open, but it's batted down by Andrew Siegfried of the Lakers. Two-point conversion is no good, but it's no longer a running clock situation. Lakers 36, USA finally on the board with 5:27 left in regulation. It's Lakers 36, USA 6 on the WLEW.